This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Telephone!
Yeah, that was the phone.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The phone rang?
You're not supposed to have your phone on. It's always ringing.
Today is National Telephone Day.
And I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
See, that's the problem. You're always on that stupid phone.
You're always on the phone.
Hey, happy National Telephone Day.
Call me.
Call me. Bye.
Showtime.
There's one thing we don't need a national day for. It's Telephone Day.
Oh, every day is Telephone Day.
I mean, you're attached to this phone all the time. You know, the thing about it I detest the most is there's never a minute where someone cannot get you either by phone or by email. Didn't you get the email? Don't you have the email app on your phone?
And to feel like you have to answer it every time. I don't know.
And then wherever you work now says, well, you need to put our email app on your phone. Why?
Why do we need
to be able to get in touch with you. Why? When I'm not working here, why do we need to get in touch with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Why?
It never ends. You can't get away from it. So, yeah, it's National Telephone Day. I got a new case for my phone yesterday.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
No, I'm not fancy. I'm a $12 not fancy at all, plain old Jane thing, which now doesn't work on my charger at home. I have one of those that needs a mag safe to hold it on there,
And
it doesn't work on it now. So I'm now trolling through Amazon to find one that's not $50.
Mm.
I'm insulted by the price of phone accessories.
It's ridiculous.
That's why I get that cheap junk they sell on the street corner somewhere. So start with Russell Dickerson today.
I gave you hell on Friday night.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6 after 6 now. Andy and I have a little Instagram war going on. In a clearer explanation, as basic as I can explain it, we're trying, each of us, to get the most additional Instagram followers between now and the Oliver Anthony Show, because she's made some stupid sign.
Stupid.
It's like a sandwich board that looks like a fudge round. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have to wear it. And that's how we're determining who's going to wear it or who's not going to wear it, by whoever gets the most new Instagram followers. We started this when? Yesterday?
Late on Tuesday, but yeah, it really kicked off yesterday.
On Tuesday. Okay.
I was sitting here looking, trying to do the math from where we both started to where we
are.
Both
you mathing?
Are. I'm gonna try.
You over there mathing?
But anyways, so Dale and I are in this Instagram war now because everybody wants to see Dale in the costume. Look, I would wear it honestly. It doesn't bother me a bit. I would, but Dale
I don't know that bothers me. And
it's just not, it's not his shtick.
Not my thing.
Currently, my difference is 43, Dale. What did you, what are you at right now?
Again, I'm trying to make the math math.
Well, I've got your starting number and I've got the calculator.
Oh, good.
So what's, what, just, what's your number now?
907.
907. Currently, you have 71 new followers. I have 43. So you are beating me. But that's only because you're cheating, because you're giving them a hint for the secret star. But people don't realize.
I'm being creative.
People don't realize. Number one, I said I would hook whoever followed me up the most with the Bulls, Bands, and Barrels tickets today, but y'all's failing on me. Number two, I told everybody yesterday, everybody, you go follow me, not Dale, because he absolutely does not want to wear this stupid fudge round.
How mean sounding she is.
How unfun is it that the person who wouldn't mind wearing it ends up wearing it? Come on now. And you don't even have to follow Dale to get his cheat. His dang profile ain't even blocked. It ain't private. It's wide
open.
But
you won't get the notification. If you don't follow me, you won't get the notification when I put up the hint. That's the thing.
Just go to your page. Just keep an eye on your page. Refresh
it's
the
Wolfman
page.
Dale Instagram.
And Wolfman Annie Camp
Dale
underscore
Instagram.
On air.
Wolfman Dale
Annie
Instagram.
Annie Camp underscore on air.
I cut her mic off now. Drew Baldridge.
She's more than just a pretty face.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. How you doing? What's going on? It's 6:22. Been a busy week here in the studio. It's a lot going on. Bulls, Bands, and Barrels tickets. We got tickets for you to come to that. We have, and that's going to be fun. Wear your cowboy stuff. Did your pants come in?
No, not physically. I haven't checked the app in a while to see
she's
if they
got a
can.
New outfit. She got pants coming. She's really dying to put those pants in. And she's afraid that they won't be here in time for Bulls, Bands, and Barrels this weekend at the Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum. That'll be Saturday.
I really think Timu's going to let me down.
Did you order him from Timu?
I did, Dale.
What is wrong? I don't know, man. I don't trust that.
Well, they made it through clearance at the airport.
So are they in town?
They made it through customs.
Oh, okay. We don't know anymore. Where do they come into the country? We know
we don't
that?
Even know. They we don't even know. So the pants update, we're still... The good thing is we made it through clearance. That's normally the hardest part, is getting through customs. It takes forever sometimes.
Especially if it comes from Timu. They're going, wait a minute.
We'll check it all out.
Hold up.
So, with that being said, there is still 2.5 days until I need them, and our hopes are high.
Okay. All right. Hey, we had a fun little event last night we went to. A little networking event over at the Botanical Gardens.
Paul J. Senior.
And nice out there. I'd never been there, man. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous. It's, what do they say, 7 acres out there they have in Kernersville?
Seems bigger.
You wouldn't even realize how far it goes back either, just driving by.
Yeah, so anyway, we had some pictures made last night. Annie, who's never happy with any pictures, seems to be happy with these pictures.
I'm looking at some up close now, and I'm not as thrilled as I was last night.
Yeah, she's picking them apart because she'd only seen them shown to her on the little camera screen when the photographer made the photos.
She did a great job. It's me. It's my problem. It's me.
But you get your wrong side.
No, it's, you know what my issue is, and that's all I can see sometimes.
I got a double chin.
And do.
I got a double chin.
We're trying to work on that currently.
No, sure. Hold the camera up!
Sammy! Dale's friend. Let me tell you about Dale's friend, Sammy. What a wonderful man. I asked him to take some photos of me and Dale. Hold still. She want to take some pictures. Because Dale and I both look nice. Dale and I both dropped some weight. So I was like, oh, let's get some photos of us. Sammy begins to take photos. First of all, Dale and I, for whatever reason, when we take photos, always look like a couple. It is the most awkward. They're like church photos or something. So they're like, the first thing I said was, I don't like to sit. And Sammy's like, why don't you sit in this chair? And I'm like, immediately no, but I did. And Dale stood behind me. And I'm asking Sammy to move it up. And he's just clicking. So all of them with my big old mouth open or laughing or moving. Nothing's good. Then Dale sits. Dale, in the one photo of us, you kind of look like a creeper standing behind me.
What?
I know.
You think I look like a creeper?
And then I kept saying, Sammy, bring the camera up. He kept shooting it from low, like his belly button. Who does that?
Sammy.
Exactly. I have no shame in saying, bring that camera up, buddy. And then, of course, you heard the last photo he took of us. He finally brought the camera up. He goes, wow, that's a great shot. What'd I tell you, Sammy?
If you listened to me the first time is what you were thinking.
I am a female who has grown up in the social media age and knows what the good angles are. Sheesh.
Is that the one?
I don't know. Yeah, one of them behind me. You just look kind of, I don't know, you kind of look like a creeper.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I love getting up in the morning at the crack of dawn to come in so she can call me a creeper.
Who was that one guy who we met at like the show last week? He said, I feel bad for you every time, every morning. I'm like, dang, I'm praying for Dale.
I'm praying for that dude. That's got to be a rough day.
Oh, poor Dale.
Jelly and Lainey together.
Somebody save me. Oh, that ride.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Time to get up. Time to win right now. We have some tickets to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels for you. What call are we taking?
20.
Caller 20 right now. Caller 20 at 799-WOLF. You have tickets to that event. It'll be fun. You can wear your cowboy stuff. Annie's going to wear her cowboy stuff. Even I'm going to wear my cowboy stuff.
I love cowboy stuff.
I love cowboy stuff. I love doing cowboy stuff until it's time to do cowboy stuff.
You know, right.
Cowboy stuff's hard. Call 20-799-WOLF. Tickets to Bulls, Bands, Barrels right now on The Wolf.
I hope she makes you smile.
Let's go. Wolfman Dale on Instagram.
Oh,
check it out.
Stop.
Got a hint coming for you for the secret star this morning. You're going to need it, too.
At AnnieCamp _ on.
No.
Follow me so Dale has to wear a costume tomorrow night.
Top three coming up.
It is.
Next.
Yeah, it's
after
coming.
After Lee Bryant.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many...
There we go. Going down this Saturday at Countryside Village Retirement in Stokesdale. You're going to want to be a part of this. We're helping Countryside Village make wishes come true with Make-A-Wish. There is a sweet baby. His name is Noah. He's 6. He has a rare disorder. And he wants to go, I believe it's to Disney World. They want to send the whole family.
Right.
And there was something else they want to do, and so we're trying to help raise money for them. Pancake breakfast, balloon houses, bounce houses, balloons, fire trucks, petting zoo. It's $10 to eat the pancake breakfast with Nisa sausage and juice and other stuff like that.
Stop talking about food. That
I know,
sounds so delicious.
I know. And then you can donate more if you want to, but the $10 donation does go straight to this Make-A-Wish fund. It's from 9 until noon this Saturday. Like I said, Countryside Village Retirement in Stokesdale. So it's probably, it's like a great thing to go and support. And if you're looking for something to do, it's a
and
second
a delicious,
day.
And a delicious breakfast.
Delicious meal, something for you and the kids to do, and a way to give back. And that's going down Saturday.
And that Nisa's sausage is in rectangles, not squares when it's on your, that's the way I like to cut it. Also fits great on a sandwich like that.
I never thought about that.
Yep.
Number two for today's top three, Greensboro Public Transit could see some big changes. They want to double their budget, expand their services, and they want to become a car optional city by 2045.
Dream on.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's too spread out. It's too spread out. And if you don't live downtown, that you're not going to be able to get to the stuff you need.
Well, the proposal says that one of the GTA bus routes has already greatly been extended, and now they're looking at what other routes could be next, but they want to hear from the public, so they want your opinion, Dale.
Well, I've got some opinions.
A new Greensboro Transit bus route
mm-hmm.
launched in March. It's called Cross Max Purple, and... I don't know. It has frequent stops. That's what stands out a lot about it. Not every bus comes every 15 minutes. But this one travels across the entire city of Greensboro, and it's the only bus that does come every 15 minutes. So you get to school faster or work faster or whatever. And because of the frequent stops and extended coverage of the route, you can take one-seat trips. It means you don't have to get on and off a bus, wait, and then transfer to another bus. It kind of works Subway-ish style. You just ride all the way through.
We need a commuter rail is what we need.
True. Very true. But yeah, they're trying to make it a car optional city. They're already averaging 8,500 customer trips per week right now. So they want the residents of Greensboro to take another survey after reviewing a draft of their new plan. And they just want to get your input on it. So if you want to reach out to them, figure it out. I'm sure they've got a link somewhere on the GTA page or something like that.
If we had a commuter rail that went from Alamance County to Davidson County, came across with stops, you know, Burlington, Greensboro, you know what I'm saying? That would be a great thing for these longer commuters who come into Greensboro or go into Winston to work and live, you know, out east and the east side or whatever coming in and vice versa.
Yeah. And then number three for today's top three, Miranda Lambert. If you follow me on Instagram, which you should, at @AnnieCamp_on air.
And I'm Wolfman Dale on Instagram.
Nobody wants to follow Dale.
Yeah, they do, because I got the clue coming up.
No. So if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen that I've been on this journey with Miranda Lambert, waiting to see what she was about to drop, what she was about to do. It really seemed like B.A. Miranda was back. And then she says she's coming out with a new single. But on top of that, she landed a new deal with Republic Records. And the first single under that contract is Wranglers, which comes out May 3rd. And it'll be, then she'll have her 10th solo album.
Wranglers, is that like jeans or cowboy Wranglers?
Setting fire to them. They're going to burn, basically, is the theme of what she's had going on. So she signed to a pop label for future recordings, but this deal involves a partnership under another label. There's a bunch of umbrellas under these big companies. I learned that a couple weeks ago. And she's under the umbrella of, you know, Big Loud and handling country radio promotion and marketing. So
does she have an endorsement thing with Wrangler? You know?
I have no idea. But she said that Wranglers feels like it could be on the same record as Gunpowder and Lead. A lot of people are getting that Kerosene vibe from her with this new song. It's really great. And it might be on New Music Friday. We'll just have to see, won't we?
Yeah, if you work for Wrangler and you're listening and you're on the way to work and you know yay or nay on that, I'd like to know because I'm curious. I'm an inquiring mind. I want to know.
And if you want to follow Miranda Lambert's journey, just follow me on Instagram @AnnieCamp_on air.
She doesn't know what's going on with Miranda Lambert.
I do.
No, she doesn't.
Follow me.
She's creeping on Miranda
Lambert.
It's like
I'd be down the egg wars. Just follow me, please.
This is where it ends. Some days you're living.
Time to get up and get living. 7:03. And it says here today's Thirst Trap Thursday.
It is.
Because this started, first of all, there's this guy on, I think he's on Instagram and TikTok. He chops wood and chicks love this guy. But there's a lot of guys trying to copy him.
I have not seen any duplicates because I do frequent his videos. They pop through my reels on my timeline.
I wonder why.
I don't even know his name. I'll have to Google him. I don't know his name. He's a dark-haired, beautiful man who literally chops wood, and I believe that's what he does for a living, but he has turned into a thirst trap now. He does things where he looks very innocent doing them, but he absolutely is doing them on purpose. But one of the best things he does, and I've never wanted to be a belt so badly in my life.
Oh, God.
He can take his belt off one-handed.
She like, acts like that no one else has ever done this.
See, Dale assumes that. I don't really care if anybody else has done it. I like Lumberjack Man doing it. And yes, that thirst trap, it's working on your girl. I'm going to follow. I'm going to like. I'm going to subscribe. I'm going to share it. I'm going to keep watching.
I'm sure that many of you ladies have seen this guy.
Like, I didn't know a reel could last a full day.
You know, there's an algorithm that knows you like that, and they feed you that stuff.
I know.
Non-stop.
You watch one style of video, they feed you 15 more of those back to back. But yes, I got to figure out who he is. But Dale's like, he's not the only one that can do it. I can do it too. And I'm like, well, Dale, no offense. I don't really want to see you do it.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Dale. I'm sorry.
I don't object to honest conversation. I don't object to you lying.
There's some thirst traps I'm sure you've seen that you would want me to reenact.
You might be right.
I know I'm right. But Dale swears he can do the one-handed belt removal.
I can.
And now Dale said he's going to recreate a thirst trap. He's going to be the thirst trap. So I figured we would do a side-by-side video of Dale with thirst trap lumberjack guy.
All right.
But Dale, I'm a little pre-cringed that you can do the one-handed belt removal.
I'm not the only one that can do it either.
If you want to see Dale do the belt removal, call us now. 799.
Are we doing this on Facebook or Instagram Live?
We could go live. We could go live. I'm going to have to record you on one phone, but we're going to have to do live on the other.
Okay, you just could record it and post it.
I guess I could just record it and post it.
Yeah, I'll do it that way.
Yeah, that way they don't have to see the one take and not all the takes.
Yeah.
You think you can get it on one take,
there
Dale?
There will not be more than one take. It's the first time you're going to go, wow, he did it.
I'm a little cringed out already, yeah.
Yeah, you don't like it. Guaranteed.
I got to find out who Lumberjack guy is, though.
Yeah, let's dig into that.
Never wanted to be why I pick a fence stand. Heart's like...
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Can you guys play that one song by Morgan Wallen called Man Made of Bar?
Yeah.
Man, I'm sure it's going to come up here.
Made. Yeah, we know that one. We'll play it for you.
Also, while we have you, would you like to see Dale take his belt off one-handed?
Yes, please do that belt trend thing.
So you've seen it. You know the lumberjack I'm talking about.
He's hot, and I want to see Dale do it too.
Oh, God.
See?
Dale, she must think you're hot. That's okay. All I can take from that.
Whether she does or not, that's what I'm taking from.
Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Got me, man.
Yeah.
When you're all lonely.
All right, see? So it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
You're going to see the belt coming off. Morgan Wallen and Eric Church.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sat down on a bar stool. Put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show.
I have no idea who it is.
You haven't even heard it yet.
I know. I already know. I have no idea who it is.
Well, we're going to find out how good you are. And get your pen, get your paper, get ready. Wolfman Dale at Instagram. There's a hint there. Follow me.
You don't have to follow him to see the hint.
And you get an advance hint if you follow. You get it ahead of time. Okay? Here we go. Identify today's secret star. For tickets to see Kenny Chesney. Who is this? Annie, close your eyes and focus.
You are so slick right out of the gate. Unbelievable the way you put that together. Yes.
Now, I gave more than I have been giving. That's 3 seconds of audio.
If it's who I think it is, it's only a stretch because I know you. You would have taken something that doesn't exactly sound like them.
No.
Dang.
I thought surely you would get that. I'm surprised.
Let me turn my headphones up.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Again, who is this secret star for tickets to see Kenny Chesney?
You are so slick right out of the gate. Unbelievable the way you put that together.
That's 3 seconds.
Apparently somebody knows because the phone lines are already blowing up.
Blowing up!
And you've only played it twice.
Yeah. Should I not play it again?
Play it one more time.
One more, she says. One more time, and then we go to the calls.
You are so slick right out of the gate. Unbelievable the way you put that together.
I have no idea.
I think the first caller will have it. I really do.
All right.
There's one little portion in there that to me is like, oh, that's who that is. 799 Wolf's the number.
Simple as my mama said.
Okay. I just didn't know how today would go.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You said this is the first caller.
I did think the first caller would get it. Here it is again. This is 3 full seconds. You had 1 second yesterday, but it took 60-some calls to get it. How many calls do you think it's going to take? Identify today's secret star for Kenny Chesney concert tickets. Here we go again.
You are so slick right out of the gate. Unbelievable the way you put that together.
I don't.
The word so right there at that point gives it away to me. Again, listen.
You are so slick right out of the gate. Unbelievable the way you put that together.
Nope. I ain't got it.
Still not there?
Nope.
Find out. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Good morning. I can't get your clue because my Instagram is not loading, okay. But I'm going to guess Owen Wilson.
That's funny because that's what Annie guessed. Mm-hmm. But no, that's not it.
Dang it. Okay, well, I'm going to try to get your clue and call back.
All right, thanks. Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My guess is, do what?
What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny, what's your guess?
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
What? Congratulations, Jenny.
You sound happy, Jenny.
Yes, I am so excited.
You have tickets.
Kenny Chesney is on my bucket list.
Oh, and you get to see him at Bank of America. Girl, it's going to be a killer show.
Oh, my gosh. Yay.
I hope you get to bounce the beach ball around.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You have tickets to see Kenny Chesney and the Zac Brown Band at Bank of America Stadium, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on.
Okay. Wake up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
There you go.
Even listening back again, knowing who it was, I still don't hear Jim Carrey.
Really?
No.
I'm going to play it for you back in the studio, and I'm going to show you the point that I thought it gave it away.
Okay.
All right.
Baby, what do you say?
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hey, we're glad you're listening. Thank you for having on the Wolf this morning. It's 7:43. Just real quick.
I was going to say, just tell your friends, please, to also listen. We'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, any friends. If you have friends, please tell them.
Your dog could listen. That would be great.
Yeah. Just turn it on and leave it on. So a couple of quick things here. We have more tickets coming up later today. Annie knows everybody's coming up in just a little while. About an hour from now. Nobody's been able to take her down, and I want to see her go down like bad. Somebody got to beat her. You know what I'm saying?
Good luck.
Wolfman Dale on Instagram. Follow me for hints on the secret star. Tomorrow, another secret star. Now, it's Friday. Should I make it hard?
Absolutely.
Obviously,
you've not made it hard enough.
Should tomorrow be the hardest one ever?
Absolutely. It's our final pair for this humongous show. You have to make it hard.
Jenny was so excited, wasn't she? So I love giving people like this whole thing about, you know, bucket
list. I
cry.
She was so happy. I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to say, you don't have to follow Dale on Instagram to get his
hint.
It's not private. You can follow me, though, at AnnieCamp_onAir. If you do follow me on Instagram right now.
But you don't have to.
If you follow me right now.
No need.
And I beat Dale in the Instagram wars, Dale will be wearing a giant fudge round costume that I've made by hand tomorrow night at the Greensboro Salon. And why? All the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And welcome to the biggest birthday party around. It's the birthday shout-out list for Thursday, April 25th. Happy birthday to Silas Bruckner of Cana, Virginia, who's 7 years old today.
Oh, right across the state line in the Commonwealth. Happy birthday.
Gina Ellis of Winston-Salem is celebrating, along with A.J. Davis of Roxborough, who's 13 today.
1-3, a teenager, look out.
Mm-hmm. Seth Owen of Kernersville celebrating, along with Ethan Lopatka of Greensboro, who's 7 years old today. Tammy Bogus of Trap Hill. Oh, did I spell your name right? I hope so. Thurs Kid. It might not be right, and I'm so sorry, but you're from Burlington. Greg Ellaby of Greensboro celebrating, along with Travis Brim of Mayodan. Kristen Honaker of Henderson, Marcy Thompson of Graham, Tammy Hornaday of Lexington, Scott Ruth of Winston-Salem, Brittany Covington of Summerfield, Matt Livingston of Sandy Ridge, Tyson Kendrick of Stewart, Virginia is 12 years old today.
Ooh, a lot of Virginia birthdays today.
There is quite a few Virginia birthdays. And last but absolutely not least is the sweetest little girl that's in Franklin's class. Her name is Audrey Bracken, and she's 5 years old today.
Sounds like a cutie.
When I picked up Frank yesterday, she goes, "Hey, Frank, I'm going swimming today." And I was like, wow, fun fact. So Audrey, who's having a birthday today, went swimming yesterday.
Nice.
In case everybody wanted to know. I would love to celebrate your special day, too. All you got to do is RSVP to the birthday party, 336-799-WOLF, or DM on Facebook at 931TheWOLF. Now, just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:05. Good morning to you. Another beautiful day. The sun's going to be out all day today.
We got a little small town drama. I wouldn't call it drama, but have you ever just sat around and wondered just what the heck everybody in Kernersville is talking about?
No, I can't say as I have, but I...
Neither have I. But the biggest headline in Kernersville right now is that a traffic lane is messed up right off the 40, like off of 40 at the Union Cross exit. So basically...
That's a mess over there.
Oh my gosh, such a mess bringing that new beltway in. Basically, it looked like they made a whole new lane, but the markings of the original shoulder confused people about whether it was a lane or not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, if you're from K-Vegas or have been personally victimized by this change, lane change of lies, and this has been top of mind for you, you'll be happy to know that DOT got her done. But you're still going to see them lines for a while until y'all covered in tread marks or cigarette butts. Now that that's taken care of, right? So let's go ahead and move on with our lives, Kernersville 411 page. And let's talk about what they're going to turn that old Lowe's Foods building into.
What do you think it's going
to be? Oh, I don't know. That just seems to be, everybody's like, oh, it should be the old Lowe's Foods. If you want some entertainment, Kernersville 411 is an excellent page to follow.
You know, speaking of these lanes that are unclearly marked or have been moved, they're even on 40 by Union Cross. There's a section there where they've shifted the lanes and the old markings are still there where you're driving on the rumble strips.
That's literally what I was talking about.
I thought you were talking about the ramp itself.
No, this is like right by the Union, like right near Union Cross.
Oh,
but yes.
I never hardly get off at that exit. I thought there was something going on the ramp.
No, this is literally what you were just talking about. The rumble strips are still there. It looks like could be the shoulder. It looks like it could be a lane. You don't know. It's weird.
It's a little scary with those trucks zipping by you.
So the DOT was out there this week grinding it down more, but they say the more they grind these lines on the lane, the shinier they become because they're removing the dirt and grime that's been built up over the years.
Oh, so they're basically cleaning them.
Yes. So basically trying to get rid of them. So basically that's why I said, until you guys covered it in your tread marks and your cigarette butts, it's going to look like that. So get to driving.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly enough traffic out there to wear that down.
But don't worry, Kernersville. All is okay. All is safe. If you need to be caught up, just go to the Kernersville 411 page. Entertainment. Hey! Her video for this is out now. She just released it, the official video, and those jeans are a little too low-rise for me. This gotcha. Millennial's got to cover that tummy.
It's called Austin.
We had a plan. Move out of this...
Today's top
one, three, go.
So there's a community gathering event to help make a wish, bring a kid's dream to life. His name is Noah. He's six. He's from Statesville. And I believe outside of, there was a, I think they want to send the whole family to Disney World. But there was something else I know Noah asked for. Anyways, they're doing a giant community gathering. It's called a Kettle of Wishes. And we want to help Countryside Village Retirement make Noah's wishes come true. So this Saturday, April 27th, from 9 a.m. until noon, for only $10, you can go and have a delicious pancake breakfast. There's bounce houses, balloons, face painting, tons of fun for the whole family out there. $10 gets you your food. It's also donated directly to the Make-A-Wish Foundation for Noah. And they are saying that, you know, additional donations, anything helps this cause. So if you're looking for something fun to do and some way to give back, this Saturday out there in Stokesdale at the Countryside Village Retirement is where it's going down. Number two on today's top three, could Greensboro be an optional car optional city?
No.
Dale says no, but with the way Greensboro is doing their public transit, you could see some big changes coming. They basically want to be car optional by 2045, the whole city. And through these efforts, there's a GTA bus route that has been greatly extended, and they're looking at what other routes could be next, but they want to hear from the public first. The CrossMax Purple is the new transit bus route, which launched at the beginning of March, and they do frequent stops every 15 minutes, and you can also ride it all the way through like you would a subway or something. And they want to do this with other ones across the city. Right now, they're averaging over 8,500 customer trips per week. And this CrossMax Purple route was an answer to a survey taken by residents looking for more frequent stops and more coverage. The numbers have shown it was a success. They hope to expand, but they do need you to do another survey to review a draft of the new plan. They want your opinion on how it's going to work.
Look at the stops on that.
Insane. You ride it all the way through. You can ride it from the top to the bottom if you wanted to. Because normally you would get off and have to wait another 15, 20, 30 minutes for the next bus to come, et cetera, et cetera. It's not foolproof, especially if you're depending on this as transportation to work or school or something. You have to time it. You'd have to leave your house hours early to get there by bus. So now they're trying to expand this. They're trying to keep downtown and everything else kind of car-free if they could, almost, with the buses and stuff. And I think it's a great option.
The CrossMax Purple Line headed east starts at Sap Road at Wendover Place.
And it goes all the way to where, Dale?
Oh, I couldn't even give you all the stops. It goes all the way through the city and makes its way back to Bridford there at Landmark Shopping Center.
So there you go. If you live in Greensboro, this is something that interests you or intrigues you, go take that survey and try to help them out and so we can maybe utilize this a little bit more in the future.
You know, Greensboro keeps growing outward. You know what I mean? I mean, I know there's a lot of development going on downtown, but I mean, we keep growing outward like that. Very hard to be a car optional city, even thinking about, you know, and they want to do it in 20 years.
You got to go deep in Greensboro. Yeah, there's a lot of places you have to get to by car. That's for right. Sure. Number three for today's top three. I'm very excited about it. If you've been following me on Instagram at AnnieCamp_onAir, you know I've been on this journey with Miranda Lambert. She's been teasing something. She finally last night, dropped a teaser for the new single she's been putting out. But she signed with Republic and their partner label Big Loud to help handle the country promotion of Miranda. So she switched over labels now. And with that came a new single and the tease for our new album in a couple months. The new single is called Wranglers. It could be on Friday, New Music Friday tomorrow. But I have it on my story if you'd like to hear a tease of it at AnnieCamp_onAir. You do have to follow me to see it, unlike Dale. So you give me a follow and, you know, I'll get to beat Dale also in our Instagram wars. So please, again, at AnnieCamp_onAir, follow me. Second.
All right, I just turned your mic off so I can tell you to follow me. It's Wolfman Dale on Instagram and get your hints for the secret star.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Time to take on Annie, and Annie knows everybody. Please, somebody take her down. Please knock her off.
Jeez, way to be on my side.
I just like to see a change of pace. What call are we taking?
22.
Tickets for you to see Oliver Anthony up for grabs. And that show is tomorrow night at the Greensboro Coliseum. 799-WOLF. What caller?
22.
Caller 22 right now at 799-WOLF. Annie knows everybody for those tickets.
I got it good, girl, because I got my...
Some wood chopping lumberjacking music here. So we turned this into Thirst Trap Thursday. What a clever name that we have, because Annie thought that only the lumberjack guy on the Tic Tac could pull a belt off with one hand.
I didn't think he was the only one. I just figured people don't typically do that. And so I thought it was just a special skill he had. But turns out when I was trying to locate him on Instagram to have a comparison video, that stupid Meta AI thing popped up and sent me a stupid message. But it said one-handed belt removal can be a useful skill, especially for individuals with limited dexterity or mobility. So here's a step-by-step guide on how to remove a belt with one hand.
I don't need a guide.
He doesn't need a guide, y'all. I have the video. I'm scared to even go back and watch it a second time. Because
here's the truth.
Because Lumberjack has sexualized this move so much that now to see Papa Dale do it,
Here's the truth. When we did it this morning, when we filmed it this morning, she couldn't even look. She did not watch. She looked away. That's how bad.
Dale, the joke is that we look like we're husband and wife, but I really see you as like a dad figure to me. So like I have sexualized the belt move so much that I can't even look at you do it. I was embarrassed. My friend Danielle texted. She goes, I just like to say my dad used to do the one-handed belt removal to beat my butt with that belt.
Yeah.
Now I am forever scarred from you talking about that because all I can think about it is, and in all caps, why is my dad so good at that? And it's like, I feel you, girl.
So anyway, but how long do you think it'll take to get that?
Oh, give me
posted?
Just a daggum second. I'll post the video.
All right, so just to prove it.
So Dale's going to be a thirst trap today.
Yeah. That'll be the only time you'll ever hear that come out of any woman's mouth.
Ever.
Right there.
Ever.
Girl, I've always loved you. I'll do this, gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you. It's more than every single day before. Didn't know I could ever love you more than I did. But baby, I do. I don't love you like I used to. Time like strawberry wine, it gets as good as it gets old. And oh, we thought we knew what it meant way back then. Oh, but I keep falling, falling higher than I've ever been. Oh no, I don't love you like I used to. This gets better every time you kiss me like this. It's stronger the longer I'm with you. I do, I don't love you like I used to.
F. One vowel. One hell of a howl. 93.1. The Wolf.
Pictures on her phone and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still around. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Some hearts stay broke, some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it alright, just like you're doing to me. But tonight I'm letting it rain. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. No, some girls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.